From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 14th, 2015. Tired of it always raining? You're in luck. The rains will likely cease for the rest of July. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. John Nielsen-Gammon, state climatologist, College Station.
Well, I think you can say goodbye to the rain for a while. We're entering a dry spell, and looks like the second half of July is going to be quite dry. Maybe many parts of the state that don't see a drop of rain during that period.
That's good news for some people. Most people, actually. There's a few exceptions where people would like to see some rain to continue growth patterns. But
yeah, that's true. I mean, we might see a little bit of dormancy setting in pastures and so forth. But for the most part, the rain that we had in the spring has put enough moisture deep down in the soil that established plants and crops should have little difficulty making it through this dry stretch.
And a little bit cooler temperatures than normal?
Yeah, they have been reasonably mild. We can thank the rain during the spring for that, because it's helped keep evaporation levels up and transpiration from plants, and so that sort of acts as an air conditioner, the equivalent of a spray cooler in the Southwest.
A swamp cooler is what they used to call it.
Yeah, that's it. Swamp cooler. So we're going to see temperatures going up now that we have this dry stretch, but on the whole, it's going to be milder than it would have been if we were already in drought like we were in 2011.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.